Are you really a white witch?
Oh, yes. Got a diploma and everything. Bought it off the internet. Been checking up on me, have you?
We like to know who we're working with. I understand you're also a local historian. How does that tie in with the spook chasing?
Once you start digging into local events, you can't help but uncover all kinds of interesting stuff. The kind of things my little goth here likes to call the hidden world. I've been fascinated by the strange and uncanny ever since I was a nipper. And once I started reading the original sources, I became intrigued with the kind of weird happenings that never make it into the official records. What dear old Charles Fort used to call damned data. All the inconvenient and contrary facts that have to be ignored by established historians, because they raise far too many questions that can't be answered.
But what does that have to do with being a white witch?
Fight fire with fire, that's what I say. When science can't protect you, and logic's off in the corner having a panic attack, magic is right there kicking arse and taking names. It's a much bigger world than most people realise, and magic can be very handy when it comes to making sense of things that would otherwise defy human comprehension.
But have you ever encountered anything unusual yourself?
I've seen a few things.
Something about the matter-of-fact way she said that impressed everyone. Apart from Arthur, who just scowled even more heavily.
I don't believe in any of that stuff.
Well, then why are you here?
'Cause I wasn't given any choice.
Arthur shoved his hands deep in his pockets, trying to look stern and determined and hide the fact that he was shivering from the cold because he hadn't given enough thought to what he should be wearing. I was told you insisted on being here. In fact, that you are being included in the investigation was a condition imposed by your family so they'd have someone on hand to represent their interests.
Ha! I'm only here because my editor insisted. He wants the inside story on how a group of local celebrity ghost botherers spent the night in the most haunted house in Bath. Our readers eat that kind of thing up with spoons, and my family went along because all they care about is finally selling this dump. It's been hanging around the family's neck like a millstone for generations.
Bit of a big millstone.
You have no idea. I've had to put up with this crap ever since I was a kid. Once anyone finds out I'm part of the family that owns the notorious Harrow House, that's all they ever want to talk about. Ghosts. Give me a break.
Have you ever been out here before?
Of course not.
Weren't you even curious?
I'm a reporter. I deal with facts, not fairy stories.
So, you're not feeling any atmosphere of dread and horror right now?
No!
Then why do you have goosebumps?
Because it's cold.